My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Agnes gets upset that he is acting out a porn scene with his attorney's horny receptionist Rosa. Ah, but Davin is just a joshin' with her. Then we discuss how this whole soap opera is affecting us and the scammers in a human way. So listen and enjoy.
I go, that's very understanding of you. Most women would be jealous if there was a man having sex with porn stars, if their man was having sex with porn stars.
Yeah.
She goes, well, I know you are a good man and that we must help each other in good and bad times.
Wait a minute. Now, here she is. She is completely losing her shit on a receptionist, but it's okay for you to be banging porn stars?
Well, she's kind of like, if you think about it, kind of like the woman on that TV show we watched. It's for work.
Oh, right. Right. She can completely rationalize it as long as you're going to pay
that. It's actually a fairly rational reaction, or no. She gets VH1 too.
Oh, I don't think so. I don't. It might be rational, but it's really not normal. Not normal at all.
So I go, so you are cool with me having sex with other people? She goes, no, I'm not. But if it's your work, I can't complain.
Oh my god, that's what it was.
She goes, so which script did you act out? I go, I acted out the cop scene with Rosa.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh no!
Somebody's
got to
figure out it. Somebody's got to figure out an email.
Yeah, really.
She goes, "What?
What?
Rosa?
Yeah. Yes.
Rosa, not Rosa."
I go, "Yes, isn't that okay?" She goes, "Of course not. But is Rosa a porn star or a receptionist?"
Oh,
this shit's coming in fast and furious now. I go, "A receptionist, but she fucks like a porn star."
No. Oh god!
Okay. I've heard that. And then I go, you there? Because there was a long. She goes, well, I don't know. But all of a sudden, I feel bad. Think I have to go home and get some painkillers.
Uh-oh. Whoa. Pain medicine works well.
Hang on a second. So now she's turned. Wait, she's going to eat the gun now? She's using your own shit on you.
No, I don't think so. I don't think she saw this coming.
She did not see this coming.
I keep them fucking guessing.
I didn't see this coming. I'm freaking out.
I go, babe, what do I do in the porn industry? Am I a writer or a performer? She goes, writer. I go, exactly. What did I tell you about how I feel about writing porn? She goes, don't remember exactly, but what I remember is that porn is the future from comedy. I go, do I write without you these days? So you are messing with me again?
Uh-oh.
Yes, I have not looked at the script. I have not acted out a script. I have not slept with Rosa. I am amazing in bed.
Oh, man, you know, I feel like it. Oh, this is one of those cheap cliffhangers where it was all a dream. Damn it! Okay.
Doesn't mean I won't sleep with Rosa. Relax, I don't know where I'm going. I have no idea.
Okay, that's true.
She goes, wow, I think I have to go check my blood pressure because I think it has gone up. There's got to be something there. There's some type of something there. Because that was a genuine pissed off reaction.
Yeah, the long pause is like... The long pause when you're IMing is just so...
It's maddening.
You're like, what's going on the other end in your head, you know?
Well, usually it's just a shift change.
Yes, yes. They're doing report, you know. They're, how's it going?
Joe, you look like you're deep in thought.
Because I'm trying to think of an analogy to this. It's like...
More shit, I believe, is the analogy you're looking for, Joe.
Yes, it's like something when you're like watching a sporting game. You're not.
I was.
You're not on the team. Yes. You're not on the team. You know. You're not. You don't know the players.
Right.
But you're involved in something that you have a connection to.
Yes. Yes.
Were you mad that I cheated on her with Rosa, Joe?
No, I'm not mad. I'm.
Did I let you down?
No, but it's like you could feel the connection on that. Where if you're caught up in something,
yes,
even though it could be bullshit or whatever, mm-hmm. you do get caught up in it, and you have a connection. Like, you know, you write to this Rosa, and then you're like, you're alone with Rosa. What the fuck? You get caught up.
And she's fine with Becky, by the way.
Yeah, she was okay
Becky's
with Becky being around and staying over.
Because Becky didn't try to grab your ride.
Not that she knows.
Oh. Right.
Not that I've made up yet. I don't know. But that's just it. I don't know where any of this shit's going.
I know, but I mean, I know as a businesswoman, she's upset because now you are like getting distracted by this other woman. That's driving her crazy. But I'm almost sensing a genuine jealousy.
That's what I'm saying. Sometimes I feel bad for this shit. But I think what I've done is I've taken it to their level.
Oh, yeah.
And like the people who get fooled by these people, they never saw it coming.
But nope.
They've never met an animal like me.
They actually, I think you're somebody of intrigue.
Yeah.
Because think about this, and I've said this before. They're on the computers all day with these poor, lonely people sucking them in, okay?
Yeah. I'm poor and lonely.
You're a fucking creep, okay?
You know? Well, no, but I'm saying this character is lonely. I've introduced loneliness to this show.
Yes,
but
yes.
So is mine. You know, my character's pretty pathetic.
He's a wet rag.
But you know, mine is pretty pathetic too. But the thing is that they're on all day long with these pathetic people.
Yeah.
And here is this. And let's say your job. There's one thing. You know, there's somebody at work you might like talking to during the day. You look forward to them calling and stuff like that. That's them. There's a girl I deal with that I deal with sometimes. I look forward to calling. This is this guy here.
You're
at work. You're scamming these. Oh, yeah, you know your wife is dead. We get it. Oh, yeah, please send us the money, blah, blah, blah. And here comes this lunatic.
Yeah.
And they probably all gather around the screen
to
see what they're
going
to type
Our favorite show is on.
Right. So then they write this letter and stuff like that. Now, let's think that you wrote the letter to dissuade the other girl.
Right.
Okay? And you typed the letter. You wrote the letter. Okay? For him to go that he's going to be, he came over and spending time, that's a strike against you.
Oh,
just because something you're doing is not working. You know?
Right.
So it's a kind of a personal thing where you sent something to try to stop something and it's not working.
He asked her to.
Yeah. It might not be an emotional connection, but just as a person, you're going, shit, I did this and it's not working. Fuck.
Yeah.
Even though it's all a scam and it's horseshit. You do have him on a personal level.
Yeah, you know. She was desperate.
Anyway.
She was involved enough that she was willing to write this letter to cockblock you from Rosa. And then you turn around and you're cocking her. that must have driven that person nuts. The whole team went, no, it was a twist. It was a twist in the soap opera they weren't expecting.
Right.
But I've been giving them a lot of twists. But I think they're realistic twists.
Yeah.
So I apologize. I go, at least I now know you were okay with me screwing other women as long as I get paid.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.